Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation for comprehensive counseling in corporation. And these are medication reviews. Patient was seen via doxy and consented for telehealth appointment. The date of evaluation is, for all this patient, is March 22nd, 2026. And the first patient is, there are 17 patients. The first patient is Sabo David, S-A-B-O-D-A-B-I-D. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. He's 48 year old. Phone number is 586-422-4840. Subjective knowledge of care. I made a call to remind his appointment, but he did not pick up. Later on, his mother, Sylvia, called me and reported that his telephone number is not working. Therefore, the text would be sent to her number. It is 586-850-5111. PJ. I further made a call, but he did not pick up the phone. His mother reported that she does not know what has been going on. He has seen a therapist once a month. He is on probation, and she is not sure whether he is showing some deterioration in his mental status. It was noted that in past, David always having this kind of trouble and end up in hospital. He, during a couple months ago, he stopped taking Prolexin and was taking only Japrexa 20 milligram daily. During my regular medication review, he reported that he was taking medication and he's doing good, but he does not like to take Prolexin. Considering risk and benefit, I discussed with mother that maybe it is important that that we'll start on Prolexin 5 mg BID along with Japrexa 20 mg at bedtime and monitor the response. I further discussed once his mind made clear, he will do fine. Therefore, a 2-week follow-up appointment was given. Mother agreed. Mother reported that she has been helping him an appointment in the past, but since he is living with his grandmother, therefore it is a problem. I further discuss. It appears to me that most probably he may not be taking the medication. Otherwise, he was very consistent, cooperative, and compliance with the treatment. Mother agreed and wanted to and stated that that medication that I should send the medication and she will make sure that he should compliance. Period, to which I agreed. Period. Assessment: schizophrenic chronic paranoid, pending court case due to argument with the police, currently on probation. Patient has been seeing a therapist once a month and monthly appointment for medication review. However, this time it is not clear why he has been acting like this. However, it has been noted in the past also that whenever he is showing some decompensation, he acts like this. Problems regarded. This is the end of dictation. Next solution. Next solution on David Gardner. His date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of evaluation is March 22nd, 2026. David is a 47-year-old married Caucasian male, father of two kids, living at 4176 Oak Tree Circle, Rochester, Michigan, 48306. Patient has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, and recently his medication has been changed to lithium carbonate, as he was having some problem with the Depakote. He was doing good on Tegretol, but because of his change in medical condition, his primary care physician has recommended to discontinue Tegretol. However, with lithium, David has been doing good. He described that recently he got physical and blood workup, and the doctor has told him that everything is fine and his lithium level is 0.5 milliequivalent liter. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination. Sometimes he has taken a long time to go to sleep. On further evaluation of his medication, indicates that he is taking cogentine at bedtime. I further discussed that could be, that may be a factor. I would recommend to take these medications around the lunch time, maybe whatever the time he eat lunch, dinner period. He is on Seroquel 25 milligram in the morning, 200 milligram at bedtime, lithium carbonate 450 milligram tablet, extended release twice a day, and flufenazine 5 milligram at bedtime. He denies any bad thoughts or any paranoia. Sometimes it comes, but the medication helping him. David is working in a real estate business and has been productive and denies any side effect of the medication. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. I further discussed risk-benefit of the lithium and also recommended that he should, maybe he can take both the doses at bedtime, as it has been reported in literature, a single dose at bedtime would give a consistent blood level and also less side effect. However, he does not agree with my recommendation. I described it is convenient for him to take it one dose in the morning and one evening. However, he described his renal function test was normal. I further discussed that I will repeat it again in 3 months and lithium level and see whether he has been having any problem. Although the doses of the lithium is fine, according to him, and has been doing good and functioning normal. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient was given insight into his medications, treatment, and supportive therapy, to which his patient agreed with the current treatment and has been showing improvement in functioning. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. No use of alcohol or drugs. A 30-day supply of the medication was sent. And follow-up admin was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question on Teresa Duncan, T-E-R-E-S-A, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. Her date of birth is 11/23/1968. Telephone number is 313-258-3284. Date of elevation is March 22, 2026. Subjective agita. Teresa described that she has been doing good compliance with the medication. She has been working in Detroit for last 34 years and has not shown any decompensation. In the past, patient has problem with the medication, but since she started treatment under my care, she has been making consistent improvement, and gradually I have decreased the dose of Prolexin to 1 milligram at bedtime and Benadryl 25 milligram at bedtime, to which she has been doing very well. Patient denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her thought process is coherent and logical. No involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. No paranoid thoughts or any issue with the medication. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized. Patient described that she has been doing good on medication and has been consistent with compliance. Assessment, schizophrenia chronic, currently stable on medication. A prescription for Prolixin 1 mg at bedtime and a Benadryl 5 mg at bedtime, 90-day supply was ordered. Follow appointment was given for next month and application. Next question is on Winiewski, W-I-S-N-I-E-W-S-K-I, Winiewski, W-I-S-N-I-E-W-S-K-I, Marlene, M-A-R-L-Y-N-N-E. Again, I'm spell it W-I-S-N-I-E-W-S-K-I, Winiewski, Marilyn. Her date of birth is 8-14-1965. Telephone number is 616-386-7723. Date of evaluation is March 22, 2022. Subjective agita. Marilyn is a 60-year-old, single Caucasian female, living with a roommate, has history of chronic depression, reported that seen for follow-up, she reported that she has been feeling better. During last follow appointment, certain changes was made in her medication to which has effective. She denies any depression, anxiety, or any problem with sleep or appetite. Currently, she is taking Serentelin 100 mg daily, Meritazepam 15 mg at bedtime, Trazodone 50 mg daily, Hydroxyzine 50 mg at bedtime. PSC was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear. She described medication is working and she has been doing good. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. She does not have made any complaint for change in medication. Therefore, follow appointment was given in 30 days and prescription was given. Prescription was also sent for the follow-up period. Patient was provided support, redirection, insight-oriented therapy, supportive therapy, education about the medication, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, assessment major depressive disorder, chronic, symptomatic stable, continuous supportive plan, 30-day supply was ordered, follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution on Gay Frances, G-A-Y-E, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-S, her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Date of evaluation is March 22, 2026. Subjective agita. Frances is a 50-year-old, single, married, a African-American female living with her husband and 14-year-old son at age 033 Eastern Mile Road, apartment 1124, Central Line, Michigan, 48015. Indicate, she described that she has been doing very well. During last evaluation, her aripiprazole injection was switched over to Abilify SM25 ASIMTUFII 960 milligrams / 3.2 ml intramuscularly every 2 months. And last injection she got on 15th of the March period. She described she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid vision. She generally drop her son to school, period. I further educate her and explain the importance of treatment. She described this injection has been helping her much more than the previous one. Yet I further discuss that if she remains stable, I will gradually take him off from the oral doses of aripiprazole, to which she agreed. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia or restlessness. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative, attentive, no suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. Her judgment size seems to be better. She looks quite happy and cheerful. As a schizoaffective disorder, making positive improvement. A 30-day supply of Abilify 20 mg daily was given, and also given a dose of Abilify SM25 injection for next for next injection in 2 months. Next lesion on Franks N, FRANKS, NANN. Her date of birth is 10/15/1974. Telephone number is 313-910-5053. Date of election is March 22nd, 2026, subjective Ajita. Anne is a 51-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 2002 East Park, Algonquin, Algonquin, NSE, Michigan, 48001 PM. Seen for follow-up. Described that she has been doing good, denies any depression, anxiety, but intermittent had problem with the sleep period, and she wanted to have some medication so that she can sleep better. I further discuss about her medications and follow up. She has been taking Wellbutrin XL 300 mg per daily, Buspirone 10 mg BID, Duloxetine 30 mg daily. She denies any side effect of the medication, but sometimes she has problem with sleep, for which I recommended hydroxyzine 25 mg at bedtime. Explain her the risk, benefit and the side effect. Patient agreed. She agreed to take the medication. She also reported that she has undergone she has undergone complete evaluation by OBGYN as she started having menses. Therefore she wanted to make sure that she should not have a cancer, and her gynecologist has reported that it is okay and she should be monitored, and her workup was normal. Peer patient was provided support, redirection, education about the treatment and encouragement for the compliance period. Assessment: major depressive disorder, chronic, symptomatically stable, continue with the supportive plan. 30-day supply was ordered. Next solution on Randall Salsa, RANDALL, Salsa, SHALYSA. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Date of election is 3/22/2026. Subject to Ajita. Patient was seen via taxi. She has consented for telehealth appointment. She described that she has been running a bad cold and cough period, but has been doing very well. She has moved to central line, living with her husband and two kids. Period. She describes she has been feeling good, sleeping good, eating good. Medication has been helping. She was told at work that she is not able to focus and not attentive. I further discussed that she is taking adequate doses of Adderall. She has to make effort at work so that she can focus better. Currently, she is on Adderall 20 milligrams twice a day. I further discussed that I will avoid to give higher doses, higher doses of the Adderall. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no suicidal, homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Her judgment side seems to be okay. Assessment: attention deficit hyperactive disorder, symptomatically stable, cough and cold symptoms. Plan: I prescribe amphetamine, dextroamphetamine, 20 milligram tablet twice a day. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution is on Rosemary Ayres, Rosemary Ayres, YATS. Her date of birth is 10/9/1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Rosemary is a 75-year-old single Caucasian female living at 11435 Messmore Road, Ithaca, Michigan 48317. Seen for follow-up. Patient has been seeing just to make sure that whatever the medications she's taking would be fine. See, her prescription is filled by her primary care physician, Dr. Keiko Pian. However, she described that she is doing very well, except her left knee arthritis still bother, but overall she is doing good. Her brother has been doing also very good. She has been in close contact with her family, currently on Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day, currently on Divaloprex 750 milligrams at bedtime, currently 100 milligram daily. A combination has been doing good. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative. Patient was provided education about the medication, positive outlook, supportive therapy, insight-oriented therapy, encouragement, and adequate good diet, some activities to maintain her functional activity, to which she agrees. She has been going to the gym and also taking care of herself. PN assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, continue with the supportive plan. Next solution is on Markin Patricia, M-O-R-K-I-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Her date of birth is 8-7-1958. Telephone number is 248-514-1582. Patricia is a 67-year-old, single Caucasian female living at 265 West Farnum, F-A-R-N-U-M, Madison Heights, Michigan, 48071. This is a 3-month appointment, subject to agenda. Patricia was cooperative, pleasant, appropriate, described she has been doing good, eating, sleeping good, medication is working. She is claimed that she is very active and try to make sure that she should take care of herself. Currently, she is taking her granddaughter to school, and also during the spring break, the granddaughter will come and stay with her. PN, she also indicates she has got two pets and spending time with them, looking forward to taking care of her garden and try to picking up the leaves and cleaning the garden. PN, she is on Trazodone 100 milligram at bedtime, Duloxetine 20 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear. She has been taking injection for her rheumatoid arthritis from her primary care physician. She denies any side effect of the medication. No suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She feels that the medication has been working and she has been doing very well. Assess major depressive disorder, chronic, symptomatically stable. I sent a prescription for Trazodone 100 milligram daily, Duloxetine 20 milligram daily. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient has considered for treatment. A 3-month supply was sent. A follow-up MMA was given in 3 months. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next question is Gig Maria, G-I-G-G-M-A-R-I-A. Her date of birth is 9-14-1960. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subject to agenda. Maria is a 65-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 13738 Castle Avenue, Warren, Michigan, 48088. Patient was seen for follow-up. Subjective agenda. Maria described that she has undergone several tests since December of 2025, and has been having a lot of problem. The doctor has given a blood test and described her Depakote level is low. PN, and she requested that I would like to see her blood workup and also whatever the checkup has been made, so that I can understand about his ongoing physical issues. To be she agreed, she is going to send all this information. She also reported that she has undergone a CAT scan of the brain, MRI scan, because she has some memory problem. Also ultrasound of the abdomen because of the pain, ultrasound of the pelvis, mammogram and pap smear. She has been recommended for colonoscopy. I further discussed these are the tests need to be given at this age, and this, and if there is no reason or concern about it, yet, however, patient has, she describes she has missing several appointments because her phone was not working. Therefore, she bought a new phone and will give the telephone number to the office. Yet, patient, she was alert, oriented, her mood was present, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. She has also getting counseling at the comprehensive counseling. I further discussed that I was telling her to involve in therapy that will help a lot. She admit that she was refusing, but she is going to do it today, right now. PN assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatic, stable, continue on duloxetine, Paxil 40 mg daily, boost around 10 mg BID, Divaloprax 500 mg twice a day. Period. 30-day supply was ordered, and it was recommended that she should send me the all the information for my review, and then I will discuss in next month to see agreed. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next solution on Muniz Erika, M-U-N-I-Z Erika, E-R-I-K-A. Her date of birth is 11-14-1995. Telephone number is 586-623-9059. Subjective agita. Erika is a 30-year-old married Caucasian female living at 23546. Hello? Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Rasagi, this is Nick Rader calling from CIG. I sent you a quick note regarding the hidden tax drag on private practices.
Yeah. So, can you call me sometime, other time I have, so I'm sitting with someone else, okay? Yeah.
Yeah, what would be a better time?
It is better time, but not right now. Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay, thank
you.
Sorry. Muniz is a 30-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 23546 Graber Square, Warren, Michigan, 48089. Seen for follow-up. Patient is pregnant. For patient is carrying a pregnancy of 4.5 months and is not on any psychotropic treatment. She wanted to know that if she is getting medication regarding her bipolarity, what other medication, what choice would be. I further explained there are so many medications depend on the phase of the mood swings and bipolarity. However, she indicated that she get manic at times and talking too much. People always telling her that she should stop, she's talking too much. I further discussed that I will consider at that point, but other than that, there are three mood stabilizers we generally use for bipolarity. That include lithium carbonate, tegretol, trileptal, and also Depakote. But it all depends upon what medications should be given at the, when I check next time, or when she is over with the pregnancy, I will consider to discuss with her. Discuss with you. However, she also indicated that she wanted to know what are the medications so that she can educate herself. I further discussed, and I start with the lithium combination with the low doses of Abilify to control bipolarity, which control not only her manic phase and also stabilize the mood too. She agreed. She was cooperative, pleasant, appropriate, no suicidal homicidal thoughts. She described her pregnancy has been doing on presently has been going on well. She does not like Wellbutrin, as it was changing her mood. Therefore, she was she wanted to know about the medications. I further discuss. I will discuss more once she is ready to take the medication. But right now, it will not happen until she deliver the baby, to which she agreed. A follow appointment was given on a PRN basis. Patient agreed with the plan. Period. Next revision is on Rayon Florence, Rayos Florence, R-A-Y-U-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C. Her date of birth is 8-11-1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subjective and objective. Florence is a 63-year-old Caucasian female living at 38705 Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48310. Patient has been undergoing treatment for bipolar disorder, and she also has several medical issues. Currently, she is on she has been on dialysis, and during last follow appointments, she told that she was concerned about changing the fistula for dialysis. However, the fistula has been changed, and she feel happy. She described the doctor will start doing dialysis according to the plan. She also described that she has seen Dr. Nair, who has stopped her prophylactic treatment prophylactic treatment for a bilateral mastectomy. She described the medication has been, she is feeling much better, happy, and there was no depression, anxiety, or mood swings, no suicidal homicidal thoughts. I further discussed that I would like to see her labs to make sure that her renal function and thyroid functions are normal. To which she agreed. Currently, she is on olanzapine 5 mg daily. Oxcarbazepine 300 mg at bedtime, Zoloft 100 mg daily. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, or any symptoms of hallucination and delusion. There was no side effect of the medication. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Status post chronic renal failure on dialysis. Status bilateral mastectomy. Bilateral mastectomy, currently stable on medications, for 30 days supply was ordered, follow appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Next revision on Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, Ms. Bond, M-I-S-B-N, telephone number is 720-1956, telephone number is 31, date of birth is 7-20-1956. Telephone number is 313-782-2679. Date of evaluation is March 22nd, 2026, subjective agita. Mr. Ahmed was seen for follow-up. He is living with her, with him, with his daughter, Farnaz, at 313-209-1329. Her address is 32857 Cambridge Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Patient has been in treatment for major depressive disorder with anxiety, recurrent PF. During last month evaluation, medication was changed to clonopin 1 mg at bedtime, citalopram 20 mg daily, and seroquel 25 mg re-day at bedtime. And Ms. Hub reported that he has, Ms. Bah, M-I-S-B-H, reported that he has been doing very well and is sleeping good, eating good, but he warned that I should prescribe him some good medication so that his memory come back. I further discussed that I am going to do it, but But sometime depression can also masking her memory. Therefore, I want to see for 6 months before I start any medication for cognitive enhancer. I also discussed with her older daughter who is family practitioner, and she indicated to me that her father has been doing very well on medication, and they since also indicated that Buspirone, which was given for anxiety, causing his some side effect, therefore she stopped giving the medication, to which I agreed. Yet similar observation was also made by Mr. Ahmed. I further discussed that is fine, and that was given only if anxiety is in control, but since he has been doing good on current treatment, I will continue the same plan. He is on Clonopin 1 milligram at bedtime, Citalopram 20 milligram daily, and Seroquel 25 milligram bedtime. Mr. Ahmed wanted to see me in every 2 weeks, therefore I will make an appointment for 2 weeks. I explained him risk, benefit, and side effect, and also provided support, redirection, encourage for physical therapy, increased socialization, and compliance with the medications, to which he agreed. He denies any side effect of the medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic with anxiety, symptomatically stable, continue with the supportive care. A 30-day supply was ordered. Next solution, on Lissara, LISSRAH, date of birth is 11-15-1977. Her date of birth is 48-year-old. Sara is a 48-year-old, divorced Caucasian female, living with her daughter at 54335 Pine, New Baltimore, Michigan, 48047. Currently, she is working in General Dynamics, and described that she has been doing very well. Medication is working. She is sleeping good, eating good, and she does not have that much anxiety episode. She tried to avoid this situation, which can precipitate her anxiety period. And she described that she wanted to take her 10-year-old daughter for spring break to Florida. However, she is scared that if she goes to airport and there was ICE are there, she scared them and she get panic attack. I further discuss if she feel that way, she should avoid and find out some other way entertaining her daughter so that she should not feel neglected during the spring break. To which she agreed. Patient has been on meritazepam 15 milligram at bedtime and also taking Xanax 0.5 milligram on a PRN basis. I only prescribe only 4 tablets in a month time, and meritazepam given 15 milligram daily for 30 days. She described the medication has been helping and she is going for therapy. She wanted to see me every other month due to the increase in co-payment. I further discussed this fine with me, and I make an appointment in after maybe another month. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Encouraged to compliance with the medication, continue with the therapy, and try to work on her anxiety and depression. To which she agreed. Prognosis guarded. Next solution, in Leslie Van Cleve. LESLIE Van Cleve, VANCLEAVE. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Date of evolution is March 22nd, 2026. Subjective agenda. Leslie is a 67-year-old married Caucasian male living with his wife at 15343. Petri, P-E-T-R-I-E, Roseville, Michigan, 48066, reported that he has been doing good, getting along with his wife, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. He described medication has been helping and he is doing good. He denies any side effect of the medication or any suicidal homicidal ideation. Currently, he is on Depakote ER 500 milligrams twice a day. Seroquel 400 milligram at bedtime and Suraqol 100 milligram twice a day. A 30-day supply was ordered. He described that he has substance supply of the medication as he is getting prescription for 90 days. Therefore, he described he does not need any refill at this point and will need medications next follow appointment. Patient was educated about the medication, provided support, reaction, encouragement, and insight into his ongoing issue with his wife, which may result due to the non-compliance with the medication. Therefore, he's agreed. Assessment. Schizoaffective disorder. Symptomatically stable. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. A 30-day supply was ordered. No medication was given. Patient was encouraged to compliance and try to be stable on medications to which is agreed. Next patient is on Murphy Smith Wendy, Murphy Smith Wendy. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Telephone number is 586-519-2244. Date of relation is March 22nd, 2026. Subjective agita. Wendy is a 63-year-old married Caucasian female. Reported living with her husband at 8239 Topher, Warren, Michigan, 48098. Seen for follow-up. She indicates she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, but her primary care physician has prescribed hydroxyzine 25 milligram at bedtime for sleep period. And she described she was having some problem with the sleep, therefore she has been taking this medication. I further discussed that it is fine if she is doing good with the medication, continue with the same. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. She described she had medication for this month, therefore she will take prescription during next follow appointment. PN. Patient has been on Abilify 15 milligram at bedtime, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily, and also Hydroxyzine 25 milligram daily. I educate her about the medications and encourage to compliance and explain that I will see her in 30 days and then decide about follow up to see agreed. Patient was also encouraged that if she likes, she can see a therapist. However, she describes she does not need for right now, but if she needed, she will discuss with me. Currently, she is providing care to her husband, who has undergone surgery. Period. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next question on Innucci, Innucci, Nanna. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Phone number 586-843-4154. Anna is a 72-year-old single Caucasian female living at 17195 Fraserwood Drive, Fraser, Michigan 4826. It is a senior apartment. She described that she is not doing good. She is feeling depressed and anxious. When I ask her why she is feeling depressed and anxious, she described that she has got pain in her head, pain in the back, pain in the joint, and she has. I further discussed this is a winter time, and lot of time the pain may be secondary to winter. And as she has also undergone recent surgery of the left knee joint and left hip joint, it may causing some problem. Therefore, she can take some pain medication. She described that she has the doctor, primary care physician has prescribed Narco 5 milligram daily, but it 5 milligrams twice a day, but it has not been helping. When she called the doctor office, they want her to come to the office before prescribing any medication. However, she indicates she does not have any ride or any support for by which she can go to the doctor's office. I further discuss that her daughter is living in Rochester Hill and she can call and make appointment accordingly. However, she indicates that nobody cares about her, only the daughter who is living in Grand Rapids and also in California taking care of her. I further explain that her daughter has younger kids. She must be busy, but they are. I understand that they are providing good care to her. To which she agreed later on and has been feeling comfortable. Patient was given insight into her medications and treatment, provided support and encouragement, and indicated that she should call her daughter and ask her to make an appointment according to her timing. Yet, so that she can be seen. To which she agreed. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination or perceived feelings. She got recent refill of prescription of melatonin 3 mg at bedtime, lamotrigine 200 mg at bedtime, and lamotrigine 50 mg in the morning at 30. Yet, no prescription was given. Patient was educated about the medications and the treatment. To which she agreed. Assessment. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar disorder, symptomatically stable, status post, total knee replacement of the left knee joint, and also status post hip replacement, prognosis guarded. Patient was provided insight into her ongoing difficulties, and she finally agreed that she is feeling better and not feeling suicidal or homicidal. Two weeks follow-up appointment was given. This is the end of dictation. Prognosis guarded. This is the end of 17 dictation. Thank you very much for transcription.